Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Bye-bye.
That's that, sir. Is that our theme song? That's our opening song, I know that, but... Wine spodioti, drinking wine.
Spodioti.
Spodioti. I make up my own words. You know that.
That's okay, man. It's bebop.
I make up my own words. But anyway, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu.
I'm hey,
Mike.
That's us.
That's Stu. Stu. And Steve is over there handling the board. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, I'm a little lower in the pitch because I've got that Barry White thing going on. I'm coming down off the cold.
So. I get you.
Yeah, man, it's all right.
Yeah, back when I worked for the Hertz Reservation Corporation doing reservations, and my job was to help agents that had questions, and the crud was going around, and I had it, and I'd go, "This is Stuart, can I help you?" And they'd be like, "Oh, I hope your voice never goes back."
I remember when my voice changed when I was 12 years old. People say, "What in the world? You better go see a doctor about that." But we're doing a little different angle. If you're looking at us on the live feed.
On the online?
On the online. We're doing a little different angle to experiment, and we're trying to get our best looks. But I don't know if it's helping at all.
He's still a photograph.
Yeah.
Something other than us would probably
You notice work. I'm not in it. That's good.
But you will be, though, next time Stu's not here.
Yeah, well.
But y'all, Stu is here. So
hey, what's up?
I'm glad you're in, Stu. So how'd it go this during the Mardi Gras?
Oh, my gosh.
Were you busy?
A little bit. From what I understand, this was an underwhelming Mardi Gras. I talked to some, and I think it was because out-of-towners didn't come.
Could be.
The locals made it, but the hotels were not as busy as they had been.
You probably could have got a room this year.
Yeah, easily.
At last minute.
Easily. Remember, because we looked up rooms here right by the studio, and they were regular prices, and usually they're booked up.
Yeah.
Especially, and that was the week when we had Senior Bowl and Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I know they put some of the out-of-town bands out here, you know, they're in town margin.
Right.
Can they get paid good money, is what I understand. They really get paid good money.
Are they getting paid money? I don't know. Because
I have a neighbor, he's in the Excelsior band, and boy, I saw him.
Now, for a band like that, if they get the same money that a high school marching band does, that is good money for, like, Excelsior.
I don't know, but you know, he's a young guy. He's younger than me, and he plays trombone. And we saw him when we had just got through with Mardi Gras and said, "We've had enough," and went back to my place, and I saw him walk into the OOM floats because they line up into Taney Square.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Is it the last one?" And he said, "Yes, thank God, this is the last one." Because they march almost in every parade they do.
Yeah, when I was in college, we did that at Biloxi's Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
There were four parades. We marched all four of them. And I can remember riding back up to Perkinston. We would take all the necklaces that we had gathered, throw them on the floorboards, kick our shoes off, and massage our feet on the necklaces.
Good idea.
Yeah. Good. They actually served a purpose then.
That's a good day. It was. I enjoyed myself. I got a little sunburn Tuesday. It was a gorgeous day, and I didn't even think about staring at the sun. Then I got blistered. Then I put sunglasses on the next day, and my sunglasses rubbed blisters on my sunburn, and now I look bad. I look like a reptile spilling.
You look
so
like
just
one
about
of the,
over. I could probably
one of the visitors
tomorrow.
From V.
That explains the angle on the thing.
Yeah,
this morning.
Yeah, I have to
on Facebook.
I haven't been able to shave all week because it hurts, but now it's feeling better now. So
have you tried Nair?
You know they don't advertise that stuff like they used to.
Yeah. Yeah, from what I understand,
so you
do not
remember.
Want to
is that what you're saying?
Probably not. What's that?
You just didn't remember. Is that what you're saying? Because you weren't reminded by an advertisement?
Probably. You know, advertising works, doesn't it?
That's exactly how it works.
Yeah, they used to have great commercials back in the 60s and 70s.
No, they did.
Yeah, they did.
They were
curves
just,
in your hair. Shame on you.
Well, that's what got me through this week was plop, plop, fizz, fizz, buddy.
I do miss Mr. Whipple.
Yeah, yeah.
Squeeze.
But, you know, that's funny. Why do you need to advertise toilet paper? You know, like, everybody needs
it. Here we go.
Everybody needs it. You don't need to advertise it, do you?
Well, but which brand? That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference in brands.
Yeah.
Cheap just ply, two ply, three ply, soft ply. You know, I mean, there's
0.5 ply.
John Wayne toilet paper. Yeah. But that does. Phil just laughed at that. Wow. That doesn't need any explaining.
Anyway. Moving right along.
We're talking about moving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very. Alka-Seltzer and
yeah.
Pepto-Bismol.
So I understand it's a pretty peaceful Mardi Gras.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
I got one story for you.
31 cars towed.
But I love seeing the cops dancing. You see that video of the cops dancing up, so we always got something. But what story you got?
So one of the food truck folks was telling us that they showed up Mardi Gras day to where they had their trailer parked all through Mardi Gras at 7:30 to start prepping. And there was a crew in there already, had everything turned on, ready to go. So they called the boss and said, "Did you already send a crew out here?" He says, "No, y'all are the crew." "Well, there's three people in there. They've got it ready to go. Everything's heated up. Everything's prepped."
What?
Ask them who hired them. A homeless guy living in the woods behind their trailer said that was his trailer now, and he had hired a crew. They had to get the cops involved. Because he said, "No, this is my trailer now. Squatter's rights."
Squatter's rights.
So the cops came and explained to him that's not how that works.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, "Did y'all hire the three people that he got there?" Because they were there at 7:30 in the morning, had everything ready to go.
Well, I wonder if I can go out to Charleston Oaks and get squatters right on some of them big houses. And they say, "Yeah, here's the mortgage and the power bill to go with it."
Yeah, so that's the only wacky crazy Mardi Gras story I've got.
That's wild.
I don't know anything about anybody being, you know, knocked in the head with 7 pounds worth of beads this year.
No, that's kind of a positive. I kind of like that. I mean,
you don't like that nearly as much as Mike likes that.
Well, they want to work. They want to get to work.
Well, it was the beads heard around the world. I ought to put them on eBay and bit them off of me. You would think I would have got a lifetime membership of that organization, or at least invited to the barn party that they do every year when they release the boards. So, because I'm not saying what organization it is.
Yeah, I don't know what all that means.
How'd you fare on Moon Pies? That's the big question in the morning.
How'd
you fare on Moon Pie? Reception.
Too many. And we brought a one of those little pull-along carts and just put it at, you know, I always stand in front of the garage. Veet's in the garage are two great places to stand in front of. And let me tell these organizations something. You need to save your throws for Veet's and the garage.
So that Mike doesn't have to put in any
work. Veet's and the garage is where, when you get to the garage, if you're out of throws, you're going to get talked bad about. But in a fun kind of way.
There will be scandal.
But then they come around the corner there at Moe's, and Moe's is another place. You gotta unload your booty or whatever it's called in terms of pirate ships.
Yeah.
Booty. Yeah.
You gotta unload your booty from Moe's to the garage and in front of Veet's. That's the three places you gotta unload at. And that's the only three places.
Well, is what you're saying.
Well, they're bending over picking up stuff and looking for stuff to throw, and they're just passing us right by. And they're like, "What?" But anyway, our wagon caught more than we did because it had hit the wall of the building standing behind us and just fallen to the wagon.
Did you have a bunch of folks standing around with umbrellas doing the upside-down umbrella
catching
thing?
No, I didn't see any of those, but there were fishnets and boxes turned into, like, basketball goals, you know. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy Mardi Gras. I enjoy there are headaches with living downtown, dealing with Mardi Gras, but it's worth it.
There are headaches with working downtown during Mardi Gras. And also, you know, lots of money to be made. Mm-hmm. You know, I only had to pay for parking one time. I got lucky every time.
Oh, really?
And the time that I paid was Mardi Gras Day.
Hmm.
And I went to the lot that's normally free and paid them because I said if anybody's getting my money, it's going to be the people that make that lot free for me 50 weeks out of the year.
There you go. Yeah. All right, 251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text and call in line.
That's a lot of words, Mike.
I still got it in me.
You still got 45 minutes to go here, but
you're taking MOBILE. That's the place that means the world to me. If you plan a vacation, you should.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Okay, we're back. And we got to thank a few folks. We got to thank Bob's Downtown Diner.
Restaurant, diner.
At the corner of Fat and Happy, at the corner of North Jackson and St. Francis.
Yep. Thank you.
I haven't been there. Well, I did. Yeah, I did. It was earlier during the week.
Okay. I hadn't been there since we were
I had to get back on my diet, so as you can tell.
Yeah.
I gained 13 pounds back, believe it or not. Yeah.
All moon pies.
I don't know what it was. Probably everything.
Did you see Dee's was running deep fried moon pies?
Who?
Dee's Carnival Treats there in Box Out with us?
No.
Yeah.
I think you're hard to get.
Moon pies.
Yep. Batter dipped.
There's
deep
all
fried.
Kinds of things you can do with those moon pies.
There's all kinds of things you can do with batter in a fryer, too.
And I got some ideas of what wine goes with them in a minute.
Probably. Oh.
But
that'll eat up some airtime.
We also want to thank our friends over at Le Vachon Wine and Tap Support. They got slammed during Mardi Gras. I love to see businesses get slammed and be busy.
Especially when they buy paper from you.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Le Vachon Wine and Tapas Bar in beautiful downtown Daphne. Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
I sold a lot of sausage.
I had to go by and get some more sausage. That
s'more
Cajun
sausage?
Smoke. That, huh?
S'more sausage?
No, some
That's
more.
Interesting.
Some more sausage.
Oh, okay.
Some more sausage. Some Chocolate more sausage.
Marshmallow sausage.
But anyway, like I said, I make up my own words. I have my own vocabulary, my own language.
Hold that thought, Steve, till we get done thanking our sponsors.
But I had to go get some more of that Cajun smoked sausage.
Cajun,
there.
Yeah.
That stuff is off the charts good.
Well, the Nola Mac was the biggest thing over.
Oh, I can see
with the andouille in it. But I also did their Red Hots one day.
Okay.
In an artisan bun.
Oh, I love the Red Hots with bacon in stewed cabbage or fried cabbage.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Oh, my God, yeah. You take the bacon, you fry it, get the grease, throw the cabbage in there, cook it down, render it down, and then throw the bacon, crunch up the bacon, chop it up, whatever, and then put them Red Hots in there. Mm.
Wow.
Not too many, but just enough for flavor. It's good. I might have to try that with the smoked Cajun sausage.
Some more.
And then we want to thank Butch Cassidy's over there in the heart of Flo Shell. That is Florida Street and O'Shell Road for those who ain't from around here.
Ain't.
Home of the now famous Butch Burger.
I see it.
All right, back to Steve real quick.
Yeah,
then you can go to your pamphlet there. But I haven't seen S'more sausage, but there is a sausage company in Hattiesburg,
okay.
Little butcher shop. That does a blueberry sausage.
I've seen blueberry sausage. Yeah.
And they also do a pork and pineapple.
Here, there's
pork
there's,
and pineapple.
Yeah.
Mm,
very good. It's called Little Butcher Shop in Hattiesburg.
I could do the pineapple.
Yeah, I bet you could.
That's like Hawaiian style.
Yeah, buddy. I like
put
that.
It on pizza.
Yeah. Just put it with eggs.
Put it on
put
eggs.
It
on
fried
eggs.
Eggs.
For eggs. Scrambled eggs. Put that
put it in your
peanut butter.
Chop it up. Put it in your grits.
Put some salsa up on that thing. Mm.
Mango salsa.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
Okay.
I know I'm going after this.
Where are you going that you can get that?
I'm going to the stove.
There you go. All right. If y'all can see this. Let me hold this up.
Look at your radio real hard.
Right. Yeah, Best of Baldwin 2024.
Okay. Yes. This is put out by Gulf Coast Media. And they do their own thing like we did, the Lanyap does and Mobile Bay Magazine. And they let the people of their area vote on. They don't do Mobile in here. Yeah. But this is strictly Baldwin County. But they
just
do
suburbs.
Best of Baldwin County. Best of Baldwin 2024. And, we're partial to the food and beverages of this.
Yeah, because tires taste terrible.
And, okay. Anyway, it's all about Baldwin County, and they even have a section for East Shore area.
Yeah.
Because, Baldwin County is a big place.
It is the largest county by area in the state.
Yeah, and it's the fastest growing county in Alabama, and it's the fifth or sixth fastest growing county in the nation.
Wow.
In the nation.
In the America nation?
In the United States of America nation.
Wow.
So, anyway, of course, we're going to all do, I'm just going to talk about, you know, food, wine. Best outdoor dining on the Eastern Shore, guess where?
I would either say Sunset Point or the waterfront.
Well, you know, he kind of competed against himself, but it's Sunset Point at Fly Creek, yeah.
Yeah.
Best pizza.
Oh, wow.
On the Eastern Shore.
I have not eaten in enough places over there. Papa's is really good. The Gambino's, I'm sure, do some pizza. Buster's?
No, not this time. Mm-hmm. Why pizza?
Why pizza? I don't know why.
Well,
you brought it up.
Why pizza? Mark does. Mark Benz.
Yeah, Benz. I know Mark.
Okay,
yeah.
Mark does. He does a rectangle pizza.
Ah.
Not round. Yeah. He had to get rectangle pizza boxes. Mm-hmm. He does a rectangle pizza. Super good. And he's got spicy pizza balls. That I like to get. I like to get the spicy meatballs, and they are delicious.
Just meatballs and marinara. It's
well,
just
I'll put so the marinara good. On the side, and that way I can.
Because he's a dunkifier.
I'm a dunker. Anyway, romantic restaurant in Baldwin County.
Oh.
On the Eastern Shore, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's got to be Mediterranean Sandwich Company.
No. Wash House.
I've not been there, but that was a. Chef Chris from
he used to be there. So
yeah. From Noble South. There it is.
This one ought to be easy. Yeah. Best restaurant for live music.
Is it all of Baldwin County or just Eastern Shore?
This is Eastern Shore still.
Oh, well, I don't know then. I was gonna say Floribama.
Bluegill.
Okay.
Bluegill.
Yeah, that's technically Baldwin County.
Happy Hours, Tamaras downtown. Best cafe.
Would that be Panini Pete's?
No, Eastern Shore Cafe.
That's
it. Already had work.
He got robbed.
And they
Eastern Shore Cafe.
And they also East Shore Cafe also got best brunch. So
well, look at them.
Who got best burger? Guess who could possibly have the best burger?
Billy.
Billy's. That's right. And I
he
wonder what
with
makes
the bacon.
It, I once wondered. Have you seen how much weight he's lost?
No, I have not.
Cool.
I have seen his commercial floating around the YouTubes though.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what he had. He has lost some weight.
Good for bit.
And he did it legally too. So, so there are other ways. Best place for a date in Baldwin County.
Well, how is that not but, most romantic?
Well. Place for a date, and I've.
Sure, well, a date can't be romantic all the time.
Well, a date isn't always your first. A place for a date doesn't necessarily always start out romantic.
Waterfront would be fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, but this one's. I'm worried about this one. Jesse's. Now, is that Jesse's on Fort Morgan Road, or the Jesse's in Fish River?
Well, it's the one on the Eastern Shore, because Fort Morgan Road would not be on the Eastern Shore.
That pretty much covers it, though.
Oh, that's it? That's all they got?
Best Asian food was Ichiban, Hibachi, and sushi. I've eaten there. I used to eat there a lot.
I don't think I've
really
been
did. And,
wait,
is
that the one in the shopping center where Del Champs used to be?
No, the shopping center in Foley there where the AT&T store.
Dramas.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah.
Dramas. That's really good. Really good.
All right.
Yamamoto's is what
best I bagel. This is easy. Best bagel in Baldwin County.
Frozen bagel.
Bagel Boy.
Okay.
Bagel Boy. He closes like at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and it's hard to get there for me. And I mean,
you don't get up till 11:30.
Shh. Shh. Let's see who we got here. Best deli is the Belly Deli.
Unfamiliar. It's a good night.
Donuts. This is easy. Best donut. Who?
Oh, that's going to be.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. I'm just drawing a blank to the taste. I know the ones you're talking
they're
about.
They're like Colonel Sanders. Yeah. They're finger licking.
Yeah,
licking good donuts.
Yeah,
licking good donuts.
Yeah. Those are good. Donut shop in a box.
Oh, best fried chicken. I have to agree with this. Now, there's a lot of good fried chicken over there.
Popeyes. Champions.
Well, this isn't Champions this time.
Yeah.
It's Roadkill Cafe down in Alberta.
I have not tried Roadkill.
I've been there, and it's a cool place. It really is a cool place. But, you know,
is it a roadhouse like Billy's, would you say?
It's not quite, but it's been there a long time. It's right in the heart.
Because Billy's is the perfect example of a roadhouse.
I have to agree with this selection two, shrimp and grits. I have to agree with this one.
That it exists?
The tin top.
Okay.
Tin top. All right, let me go through these real quick.
You know who's doing shrimp and grits for
who?
Lent?
Who?
Mediterranean Sandwich Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that they are doing shrimp and grits throughout Lent.
Big Mike Steakhouse. Best steak.
We're going to...
Chef.
Oh, wow.
Chef. I thought it would be somebody else, but it wasn't.
Not Brody Olive.
Yes, it is.
It is Brody.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Just like Matthew is. And Jeremiah Matthews, I mean.
And a great wearer of the bandana.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. He wears it well.
What was anyway. It? The seafood cook-off down at Ballabatry, and he was the defending champ.
Yeah.
And he came up and said hello to me, and I'm just like, who are you? And he goes, it's Brody, man. I don't have a bandana on. I've never seen him without a bandana before. No one recognized him because he didn't have his bandana on.
He wears it well.
Yeah.
He wears it often. 251-343-0106 is the text and call in line, and it's sponsored by Callahan's Irish Social Club.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Talk, Mike, talk.
All right, we're back.
Got a little camper here.
I saw it. You know, I was, as I was coming here this morning, I saw like a new version of these vans at the red light, and I thought, wow, that's cool, but I'd outgrow it.
What is it?
Like minivan, like the Volkswagen vans
There's an actual Batmobile.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
You look cool, Mike.
You can't have all these cars and park them here on the road. Anyway, all right, we're back. And, you know, everybody.
And their brother.
And their brother and their sister and moms and daddies and all that.
Because, no.
God, if they went to Mardi Gras, they got
sister wives.
Tons of moon pies left over. I know you do. I just stare at them.
Hadn't got a one.
Got to get, well.
And it can go to Mardi Gras.
Banana, blueberry.
But, you know, today is National Drink Wine Day.
Butterscotch.
And today is also crab stuffed flounder day.
That's really specific.
Yeah, crab stuffed flounder day. But being wine day.
Today is vegan beef Wellington
wine day. Okay. Gluten-free beef Wellington.
Wow, that'd be hard to do with the puff pastry.
Yeah, I know. But
how you would do that?
Anyway. Anywho. Wow. I have a list here, and I know a lot of you wondering what to do with your moon pies. Well, a lot of people are making bread pudding out of them. Yeah. I've seen people making that. They're taking king cake and moon pies they make, or just making moon pie. King cake or bread pudding.
Donuts really. Make a great
yeah.
King
but,
make a great bread pudding. Biscuits you know, make a great bread pudding.
Yeah, you could if it's bread, you probably do it from the dough from a beef Wellington if you wanted to.
It's savory. That'd be a little hard.
So anyhow, those who just sit there looking at moon pies and today is National Drink Wine Day, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Believe it or not.
Roll them out, baby.
These will work. Lemon moon pie. And I got the moon pie list off the list. And this year, the blueberry was new. I'll get that. Lemon moon pie. Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio. Any of those go well with that.
Chenin Blanc.
Now, I'm going to tell you,
Chenin
Blanc is primarily a French grape. French comes from France. But South Africa makes some
French
incredible.
Does come from France. Huh? Thanks for pointing that out. Does come from France.
It comes from France. Chenin Blanc is primarily a French wine.
Yeah. Blanc means
trying
white.
Trying to get ahead of myself. Blanc means white. I just had another thought, but I'm not going to go there. But South Africa makes incredible Chenin Blanc. Try it one time.
Just once.
Strawberry. Now, I think strawberry was the new moon pie last year, if I'm not mistaken. But Pinot Noir. Who ever thought? I never would have put a Pinot Noir with strawberry moon pie.
Red and red.
But, well, I think it's a great. But I also would pair it with a sparkling rosé, a Pinot Noir rosé sparkling champagne as a matter of fact.
That's weirdly specific, too.
Would strawberry go with a Zinfandel, maybe?
A white Zinfandel?
Yeah. No. It's kind of a pink.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I wouldn't think so.
Is there a real white Zinfandel as opposed to...
It's a blush. It's a rosé. It's a blush.
Yeah. But there are people that do it so that it's actually a respectable...
I talked about Deloche Winery in Sonoma. They do a white Zinfandel, and when I used to sell it, I tried it, and I said, this is dry. This is not one of those puckery, sweet...
I said, you ought to
categorize this. Call it a rosé instead of a white Zin. You might sell more of it. I don't know. They don't listen to me.
Anyway, what do you know, right?
Yeah, what I know. Hey, Steve, you mentioned salted caramel.
Mm-hmm.
A muscadet. It's another French style wine.
Mm-hmm.
A muscadet. Very affordable. Very affordable. You can buy it.
Those red and a little
sweet. The grocery stores.
Red and a little sweet. Are they semi sparkling?
Well, you got that salted caramelization.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are a little effervescent.
Okay.
A little effervescent, yeah.
So one bubble. They get one bubble per
fizzy. A little fizzy. Not bubbly.
How do you make a fizzy wine? How does that? Is that
carbon dioxide?
Carbonated? That would be cheap wine. That'd be like André Champagne. It's not even champagne.
It's natural carbonization.
It's carbonate. No, not André. André is their cheap sparkling.
What makes the bubbles?
That carbonation. They add carbonation to it.
Artificially carbonated.
It's not method champenois. Right. So anyway,
but it's still carbon dioxide regardless, right? It's just whether or not it's man-made
One's injected.
Right, because there
is
a difference.
The rest of them are done with...
Because there is a difference.
Because the egg yolk causes that. So.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm clear.
All right.
As much.
Okay. Vanilla moon pie. Now, I've never in my life eaten a vanilla moon pie.
Vanilla is the finest of flavors.
But they recommend, and I could agree with the last one here, champagne.
Yeah, nice dry.
Chardonnay. I would go say a dry
steel cask. Yeah.
Yeah, steel cask. Yeah. Listen to you. You've been hanging around me. And Moscato d'Asti. D'Asti's going to be sweet. We're from the Asti region.
Yeah. And
it's going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet. Sparkly. Yeah, sparkly.
Carbonated.
All right. Chocolate mint. What
Nothing
you think?
Goes good with that.
Huh?
Nothing goes good with that.
Chocolate
Close
mint.
Up.
You don't know.
Ice cream.
Close up.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Any full body red, particularly
a red Zinfandel.
A Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, because it'll warm you up.
Yeah. I love the mint. It gives you...
Ruins
Andy. It gives you a minty fresh breath.
Ruins Andy. Yeah. Yeah, so does Colgate.
That's what every wino wants to know.
Well, that's why I use mint. Mint toothpaste. Anyway, in mouthwash. Anyway... The new flavor this year is blueberry. Everybody going crazy over blueberry. Malbec. Thank you, Mike Bailey. Malbec. Preferably from the Mendoza area of Argentina.
Well, here's my suggestion.
Why not?
You take the new blueberry
moon
pie. You get the lemon moon pie. Put them together because blueberry and lemon is a classic pairing. They really accentuate each other well.
You say that, and believe it or not, Popeye's fried chicken has a blueberry lemon tart or dessert. They only do it once a year.
Yeah, it's very popular with cheesecake too. And in fact, if you've ever had a blueberry you've ever had a blueberry cheesecake, you've had blueberry lemon paired because lemon juice goes.
Well, when I've gone to Popeye's. I can't say when the last time I went, but I always ask for it.
I've never once
lemon
had
blue,
it.
lemon and blueberry dessert.
He makes his
delicious.
Own words, so it's okay.
It's delicious.
It's bloomin'berry.
How do you spell potato, by the way, Mike? No, I'm just kidding.
T-A-T-E-R.
Tater.
Yeah.
Anyway, chocolate. I'm coming up on the two most popular moon pie flavors, and it's probably because that's what everybody eats and throws.
Irish stout.
Cabernet, Shiraz or Syrah, a typical California red blend, but
like a big house.
I prefer this one. This is an Italian red sparkling, effervescent. Brachetto di Aci. Brachetto di Aci.
With the license on that one.
You can find this at the grocery stores. Bruschetta d'Occhi. It's a kind of a effervescent or sparkly.
Walmart's got that.
Probably.
Really?
It's red and it's that sweet. Scares me. But these two, it's like they call it the chocolate and the wine. Red. They call it a marriage in the mouth. It marries on the palate and it's perfect. It's the perfect combination.
Yeah, chocolate and red wine.
You could just do it with a Hershey dark chocolate Hershey candy bar in it.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, chocolate and red. Cabernet is often paired a lot with chocolate. It goes well with it. Yeah.
Nice. So you made a good observation there, Stu, with beers, stouts, things like that.
Oh, I would. Oh, make the stout. Yeah,
with the chocolate, absolutely. when I was at Lucky, we did a beer pairing dinner with Fairhope Brewing. We did a custom menu, and our last course was a Blondie Brownie.
Oh, well, yeah.
With ice cream that I made with Stuart Smith's double chocolate stout.
Uh-huh.
So the stout was in the ice cream.
Ooh.
And then Fairhope Brewing made us a firkin, which is like a half keg.
Right.
Of a custom designed, what we called Leprechaun Imperial Milk Stout. Milk stout is when you use lactose, which is the sugar from milk, in place of regular sugar. For the beer making process, and it gives it a creamy, milky,
very smooth.
Yeah, Buffalo Sweat is a very popular brand of milk stout.
Left Hand was made milk stout too. So I don't know if they're around anymore. But Kathy, one of our listeners and viewers, says she has made banana pudding with banana moon pies.
That makes sense.
That's a good idea. And going into that's a good segue for banana moon pie. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
I never would have paired this with it. No, I never would have paired this, but my panel, my expert panel says Zinfandel.
With banana?
Banana moon pie.
And Zinfandel.
Zinfandel, preferably Ovine Zinfandel, because it's heartier, more robust flavors.
What would you have suggested?
I would have thought it would have been a white wine. A Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Grigio.
Or a glass of milk.
There you go. vintage is that? But that right there is...
That's a good question if you're buying it from Walmart.
That right there is my pairings of moon pies. Now, there won't be no more Mardi Gras until next year, so we'll...
Yeah. So you'll have to hang on to that.
We'll see what next year's new flavor is next year. Yeah. But what you got going on?
Next year is going to be haggis.
We got some birthdays, Stu, coming up.
I thought you said nobody of relevance had a birthday this week.
Well, somebody does. You know him as we know him.
He owes me money. I'm pretty sure he owes me money.
He's the chief executive and chief bottle washer at the Mac and Cheesery downtown.
Hey, I know him.
Hey, Stu Rep Dog, is Wednesday's your birthday?
Thursday.
Thursday's his birthday, yes.
But I'm off Wednesday, so
you're going to celebrate on Wednesday. Let's give Stu a big old birthday applaud.
Woo! Yay.
He's still here, y'all.
Managed not to die again.
Yeah, another trip around the sun. And
he's what?
I see my 56. I'll be
56.
Okay. I'm seeing my first posting
56.
For a crawfish night.
56.
Have you gotten your AARP
Thursday at 5. I've been getting that for about 6 years now.
Wow.
I don't like lobby groups, so I tossed it out.
Oh, we forgot to mention, too, best Mexican joint was...
Mexican joint? Is that what you just said?
La Casita Fresh Mexican Grill in Foley, yeah. Yeah, La Casita. Super, super Mexican restaurant. If you ever get a chance. Man, there's so many places to go in Baldwin County. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call-in line if you want to. And somebody's calling in now.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael?
That's what I said.
Just want to say real quick. Tonight is the premiere of Season 5 of Food Network's Tournament of Champions with one of our buddies, who is one of the sideline reporters, Simon Majumdar.
I know him.
Yeah, and then our pal Guy Fieri is the host.
We know him.
That's the best cooking competition on TV. It's phenomenal.
You know, I don't have cable. But if I did,
yeah,
I would watch that. I would watch that. But yeah. I keep up with it through Simon on Facebook. So,
yeah.
In the social media realms. Yeah. But, hey, we got to thank a few people. Got to thank Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner of Fat and Happy.
Yeah, good folks, good folks.
Great people. And they did a splendid job during March, as they always do.
Yeah.
I hope he rewarded them well this year. I hope he
gave each one of them a moon pie.
Like took them on a cruise or something.
One more moon pie than they had.
I'll tell you. Or they need it. So, Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar over there in beautiful downtown Daphne. Old Town Daphne.
Old Town Daphne.
Old Town. Yes, it sounds better that way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Yeah.
Go out there and ask for it. Go to the Saraland Walmart, please, and ask for Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meat products in their store.
Yeah.
Please.
Because it's the only one that doesn't carry
it. I think yeah. It is. Yeah. And I caught myself in there looking for it, and I said, oh, yeah. They told me it doesn't.
I ran into a gentleman in there when I was looking for it, and he was fighting mad that there wasn't any Halls in it.
Them fighting words.
Uh-huh.
Fighting words.
Like around here.
And thank you again. What's due?
Yeah.
Are those
blue? Keep talking.
You got blueberry colored Crocs on? You step in some blueberry moon pie?
Yeah. Yeah, those are blue Crocs. You know why I got the blue ones? Because they were cheaper than any other color.
There you go.
That's why I have a red trombone.
I imagine they are cheaper.
The red trombone was half as expensive as the normal trombone.
Okay. And thank you, Butch Cassidy's over there in the heart of Flo Shell, yeah. Florida, and O'Shell.
Home of the soon-to-be-famous Prairie Burger.
Because the other one's already famous.
Yeah, it's now famous. Why do you keep looking at my shoes, blue, man? That's weird.
Those blueberry-colored Crocs.
People that notice other people's footwear.
Hey, speaking of cookie, did we say cookie?
That ain't cookie.
Cookie. Cookie.
Cookie. Hey, there you cookie. I have an unusual break-in. am I still on? Or
yeah.
Yeah. You're live right now. The world is listening.
Beg pardon?
The world is listening.
Uh-oh. Okay, anyway, I just wanted to tell Stu happy birthday, and I'll send him a Haggis Valentine, all right?
All right, sounds good.
And as far as the Beef Wellington vegetarian version, it's going to take a lot of plastic. Okay, yeah. But I'm sure y'all can figure it out, being, you know, food and beverage geniuses, but we can figure it out.
Don't use
geniuses
that word too that loosely are. Now, yeah. Geniuses.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. That is the answer to when a vegan says, do you have a vegan burger? You give them one of those plastic replicas of a burger and go, there you go.
There you go.
100%.
Well, that might work for you as well as the haggis would work for a vegetarian, right?
Yes. Well, it's not anyway, truly vegan. But
one thing that I do want to mention, I love the, and I hate that, you know, by next week it's going to be too late for you to expound more on the use of moon pies, probably. Or maybe not, because, you know, by then people will be going, my freezer's full, you know.
Well, what they need to do.
I shot too many moon pies over the season.
What they need to do is they need to do something with the moon pies, come up with some great ideas, do it, and then call us.
I have some.
And call us. Call us and tell us.
Next week. But I have a new product that I'd like to mention.
Yeah.
That is something that vegetarians would like.
Okay.
You know, chocolate hummus.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. Well, keep in mind that when you make hummus, one of the things that you use in it is called tahini, which is a paste made from grinding sesame seeds. And if you can't find it, you can use peanut butter in instead.
How about Nutella?
Well, ain't no meat in tahini.
Ain't no meat in tahini.
In fact, that's why I say.
I hope there's no meat in peanut butter either.
If you haven't tried it, try it, you know. And the peanut butter, of course, peanut butter is more local. So I would, that's definitely a great thing. But you don't have to make it. You can buy it.
Yeah.
In the grocery store.
Yeah, I've seen it in the grocery store. Saba makes it. Sabra.
Okay.
Sabra.
That's something new to me. I've never heard of that.
Well, that's in the healthy food section. You don't ever go there.
Well, I haven't been down that aisle. A spread or a hummus type thing.
Okay. Stu said it's in the healthy section of the store. I never go down that aisle.
No, you don't have to go to the healthy section. It's right there with the other stuff that,
okay,
you know,
all right,
that gives you heart disease. Okay. Take
Thank
care.
You, Cookie.
Love
Thank you
y'all.
Very much. Bye bye.
I still haven't tried chocolate gravy yet.
Yeah.
I still haven't tried chocolate. Have you?
No. And why would
chocolate
I?
Chocolate hummus and strawberries.
I keep
saying really
every
good,
now and then. I keep seeing it on some of the food sites I follow. I see chocolate.
Now,
gravy
just over biscuits, I can handle that, but I don't want that.
That'd be like
touching
a,
my salt.
I thought chocolate. I thought chocolate gravy was called syrup.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, I'm not on board with tomato gravy.
Oh, I love tomato gravy.
It's
me either.
Weird.
Oh my God! Now you just hadn't had the right kind.
No, I've had
you
some.
You just haven't had the right kind.
Yeah, I have.
You ain't. You ain't.
I don't
ain't
like
Southern.
Chawing down on. My father, who was from Gilberttown, Alabama, hated tomato gravy, and he loved tomatoes.
Mm. I love it all. Tomato pie.
I know very few people that like tomato
pie.
Gravy.
John, tomato John from Fish good. River used to bring us tomato pie.
Yeah, he's too good for us now. He hit the big time.
Yeah.
Hey, I hear they're doing away with AM radio.
They better not.
It's about to shut down in the next year.
I love
or so.
AM radio.
Free up all those frequencies for his cell phone.
That probably would be a smart idea.
Yeah.
Considering FM, you know, back in the 80s, early 80s was started everything. Where we are now.
That's un-American.
Oh, boy.
It's un-American.
Well, now, I mean, you talk about the 100,000-watt difference between an FM signal, which is a shorter wave, and AM is a longer wave.
Well, I used to let, you know, when AM was really popular with talk radio and all that, and 710 here locally used to power down.
Yep.
And you could hear Cuba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When the skip rolls in.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And about 5 or 6 o'clock, they powered down, and you could hear Cuba just overpowered.
Yeah,
you could but at the same time, you could listen to KAAY out of Little Rock, Arkansas, the 100,000-watt blowtorch at AM, and they played FM style music.
Yeah, well, that's what FM started out as. Yeah. It just copied AM and made it more local.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yep.
That's awesome. History for
there you go,
Arkansas.
Well,
say
Stu,
goodbye, Mike.
We got to go, folks. Yeah, thanks
go
for watching and listening
cheesy.
In. Stu's got to go to work. I'm going to go play. Ain't no football to watch. So, anyway, get out there.
What do you do today? I mean, there ain't no more football.
Bobby Boucher don't know nothing about no football.
Golf don't start till next month. Anyway, get out there, support local, be local. And buy local.
Rent local.
And support everybody you can. And tip well. Servers earn your tip. And, Stu, have a happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thank you. And provolone, everybody.
Provolone.
Midnight confessions, whiskey therapy sessions.